From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. And thank you for tuning in to our last show of the year, 2019. Great to have you on board. Coming up in 30 minutes, Cody Blackbird from Arizona City. His band currently holds the title for Group of the Year at this year's Native American Music Awards for their album, Live at White Horse Black Mountain. Along with all that, they have just released their newest album, Who We Are. Cody's going to be in the house in just a bit to tell us all about it. It's all going to happen in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from Join the People of Action Today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Coming of the Blessing was created and written by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. Together, we can support Native moms and their families before, during, and after pregnancy. To connect with other moms, access helpful resources, and request a free copy of the Coming of the Blessing pamphlet, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessing. Help give your baby the best possible start.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. And please click to donate.
We're going to get the show started with music from Cody Blackbird Band. Here's the Ventura.
To make it through. Well, seen walking through the clouds with a circus mind that's running round. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams, oh, and fairy tales. That's all she ever thinks of. To me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. You can take anything you want from me.
Music from Ed Coben. That's called Little Wing. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. All the way down here in Sarasota, Florida. Our last show of the year, 2019. And boy, we have had some good guests on this year. If you want to visit us over at our music page, that's indigenousinmusic.com. You can find all of our archives there. All right. Asiba. I'm Larry Kay.
David, azamane dareomi, tanisiro mavunga, takuru mavunga, arbalonga, no dami, no nami, inungi na bunga, suyunik sazunga, nukanya yangilanga, mamaria nuvi, piumaya nuvi, pidaha bunga, tasamunga twina luti. In the ocean, deep in the sea.
Music from Kelly Fraser. Senda. Title track.
Kelly Fraser.
Hey, did you know Senda. You can join our radio tribe? You can now become a member. Find out about our membership levels and all the details on how you can join our radio tribe today. Visit us at indigenousandmusic.com. Music now from the Hiawak. I'm Larry Kay.
Cold.
dear mother, I wish you well. I can't stand to see you cry, so I had this taste in hell. And I wipe the tears from my eyes. My sweet brother, will I see you again? There's so many things I long to say. Life has dealt you a bad hand, and all I can do is pray. Kitana, Nasaji, Nasaji, Kitana. Mother, I can see you now, watching from that dock on the lake. I wish I could give you back all the things your life could take. My dear brother,
brand new from Leela Gilday off her North Star Calling album. All right, here we go. Coup Week. This one's called Going North. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Hey, no.
It's music from Coo Eek, title track, Going North. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. We're going to take a short break. When we return, the Cody Blackbird Band. Mr. Cody Blackbird will be here in our spotlight.
Support for today's program comes from
The Coming of the Blessing was created by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. Find tips on how you can include friends, grandmothers, elders, and your partner within your circle of support to have a healthy pregnancy. For a free copy and helpful resources, visit them at marchofdimes.org/blessing. Help give your baby the best possible start.
All My Relations Art Gallery, located in the Minneapolis American Indian Culture Corridor, has a history of producing high-quality contemporary American Indian fine arts exhibits. To learn more, visit them on the web at allmyrelationsarts.com.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Arizona City. His band currently holds the title for Group of the Year at this year's Native American Music Awards for their album, Live from White Horse Black Mountain. Along with all that, they have just released their newest album, Who We Are. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Cody Blackbird. Hi, Cody.
Hey there, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show.
It's good to be here.
Yes, and how are they treating you over there in Arizona City?
Oh, great. You know, I just got home a couple days ago from California, and Arizona City. Arizona is a great place to come and be when we're not on the road. I love it down here.
Yeah, weather's always perfect, too.
Exactly.
Kind of like over here in Florida. You got to come over here and play for us sometime as well.
We'll be there in March. We will be out that way.
Sweet. And congratulations on your big win at the NAMMIES. And you performed there as well, too, right?
Correct. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a blast to be had for sure.
Sure. Well, hey, it's your first visit here. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about your big win as well, and then we'll go right into the new album. So go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, so, well, I am Eastern Band Cherokee, Dakota, Romani, Gypsy, and French. My dad was an American Indian cowboy poet, worked for the U.S. government in my early years, so we traveled a lot, and music has been a part of me and who I am and my family, on both sides of my family, for a long time. So it just kind of came through, and when I turned 18, I started traveling around Indian country and the powwow circuit, and would play flute music to entertain people. And that evolved and started releasing flute music professionally, and then that evolved into playing with the band and doing what we're doing now. Nice. It's been about 11 years now of touring and recording.
Wow.
And it's a blast.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you first started playing the flute?
I was 9 years old when I first started playing.
Wow. Who gave you the flute?
That would have been my dad.
Nice. Yeah. You still got the flute?
Yeah. That flute? No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I do not have that flute still, but that was a high spirits flute. And I remember that I begged my dad for it. Mm-hmm. I told him I wanted it. He told me it would be, oh, that'll be just like every other toy you get. You'll play with it once, never touch it again. He got it for me, and he was wrong. And he had to take it away from me through my childhood so that I would do my homework.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're no stranger to winning awards. How many awards have you won so far? I know you. I was reading in your bio, you have won quite a few playing the flute.
Yeah, this group of the year makes my fifth Native American Music Award. And there's some a couple other awards out there as well, and nominations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, the awards and the accolades are definitely amazing, especially when they come from such organizations that have been doing this for so long and awarding musicians with their craft. So
yeah,
definitely not, why we do it, but it's been a blessing along the way to get those accolades.
Sure. All your good work.
Absolutely.
Well, you've been staying busy now. How long did it take you to put this album out? Geez, you have two albums out there. Who We Are, how long did that take?
Yeah, Who We Are, we recorded that in about, 3 days, and then post-production and all of that, probably another month, I would say, maybe at the most, because Who We Are album is produced by Kenny Lee from the Steve Miller Band. And so every time we work with Kenny, we try to do it in a pocket of time where he's not on tour with the Steve Miller Band. So when we recorded Who We Are, there was a little gap there where he was on tour. Sure. And things took a little longer. But if you were to put time together, it didn't really take that much time. What took the time was the songwriting, the planning it out, laying it out, all of that. But the actual recording process, once we know what we want to do, we're pretty quick in there.
Sweet, sweet. Now, who's in the band?
Right now, it's myself, my brother Caleb, on percussion. On drums, we have Justin Highland, who's an Arizona native down here, grew up down here. We've got Robert De Leon, who's Yaqui descent, and he is on guitar. We have Niecy Knight, who is on bass, and she is also of Yaqui descent. And then I believe that is the band there. That's us now.
Sure. And then you have a couple of guests too, who is featured on this album, Who We Are.
Yeah, on the album, on Who We Are, we've got Connor T is on keys on that. And then we have President Brown and we're getting one more, Annie Humphrey.
There you go, Minnesota. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, we asked her, that song that she jumped on, Prayers Fall Down, is actually written by Keith Sokola.
Uh-huh.
And so we asked Annie if she would jump in on that.
Sweet.
Especially them both being Anishinaabe, and she agreed and laid down a beautiful vocal for it.
Good deal. Good music. Good. I like it.
Thanks.
The Cody Blackbird Band is featured in our current issue of the same magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Cody Blackbird. His band has released their new album out, Who We Are, and you can find out all about them on their homepage on the web at codyblackbird.com. Thank you, Cody, for stopping by tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is Make It Last.
Destruction! Little minds shrink, conscience minds grow. But it's up to you to choose how you evolve. When pain and destruction make up the past, we must make.
Music from the Cody Blackbird Band, their new album, Who We Are, and that was Make It Last. In case you're just tuning in, Cody was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
You
That's music from Chris Faree, Sacred Pipe. Hey, I'd like to let you know, you can like us on our Facebook, Indigenous in Music with Larry K, and leave us a comment. And you can always email me at any time at larry@indigenousinmusic.com, and I'll always write you right back. You know that, right? All right, Latin Vibe, you make my day. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music. We know you can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry K. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com.
Sky, she's painting pictures of a better life. Salvation Army boots to take a stand. Up Pritchard Avenue to the promised land, the main line. She's come farther than the northern lights. She's shining just as strong and bright. Giant headlights jumping off the page. Oh, she's come of age. She's not afraid of being alone. She's not afraid to take her throne. No longer only flesh and bones. Oh, she's come of age. Presenting for the whole wide world, like Rosa Parks, Joan of Arc, she speaks their words, breaking barriers for all the girls. It's her time. Jumping off the page. Oh, she's come of age. She's not afraid of being alone. She's not afraid to take her throne. No longer only flesh and bones. Oh, she's come of age.
Dance with the Thunderbirds, yeah. Dance with the Thunderbirds.
That's brand new from Eagle and Hawk off their Liberty album, She's Come of Age. Hey, if you missed part of today's show, don't worry. You can find all of our shows on our music page. They're all archived there. That's indigenousandmusic.com. We're there 24/7, 365. Here's Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. Pow Wow Fever.
Woke up this morning with the sun shining in my eyes, looking at the heavens in a clear blue sky. Eagle flying high tells me something's going on. Soon as I'm ready, I'm gonna be gone. Driving down the road, I see the deep is coming in sight. The rhythm of the drumming and I'm feeling alright.
Oh yeah. Hope you're enjoying today's show and our guest, Cody Blackbird. I want to thank him for stopping by and congratulations on your big award at the Native American Music Awards this year. Giving us an update on their new album, Who We Are. That's what I'm talking about. If you missed part of today's show, we are archived on our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come visit us over there.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.